This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see sky.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. He'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we get about 52 and a half minutes left in the show. We are joined today by Art from Bonide. Art is the Northeast Regional Sales Manager for Bonide Products and a good friend to the show, good friend to the family. So good morning, Art.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I want to say you're doing better. Well, I did get you off vacation to get here today, which we do appreciate. But welcome back to the working life again from your vacation.
Well, I've had a nice week with my family, and it's not a problem to spend a few minutes with you on a Sunday morning and with your listeners.
Awesome. Now, we've always had you on, Art, and the joke my father and I used to have is you and I used to talk more than the two of you, because every time he'd go away, I'd be on there with you. So I love having you on here, love talking to you, love getting all the great information that you have. I've been talking a lot today because it's summertime, it's barbecue season, and everybody's getting out in the yard. It's about taking care of mosquitoes, and so it's a little bit nicer to be out in on the patio. Can you discuss a little bit about your mosquito beater items?
I suppose I should, because it seems like mosquitoes are as much a summer tradition as cooking outside, so we've got to take care of those things so we can enjoy ourselves. We have several products that we offer to make things much better for that picnic. They're called mosquito beater, and they come in different ways to apply and different products. My favorite one is the granular product that comes in a shaker jug, the mosquito beater repellent granules, and I just take it and shake it around the outside perimeter of my deck and shake it down around into the grass and on the shrubs that are nearby. And it's a combination of garlic and lemongrass oil, geranium oil, and such, and it confuses the mosquitoes so they can't smell my CO2. You know, that's what they're coming after when they are looking for people. It's the carbon dioxide that they can smell and come find you. So the odor of the mosquito beater, it's kind of an earthy smell. It protects and confuses those mosquitoes. That's the one I use the most. But we also have products in a hose end if they have a big area to handle. We have a repellent product as well as a mosquito beater killer product. So, you know, sometimes you just want to kill the darn things. We also have a aerosol can, a yard fogger, you know, and so just go out there, you know, a few hours before the guests arrive or before you plan on heading out and spray the shrubs and lawn and so on and take care of those things before anybody gets around. They do have a long last, too, so it'll protect you for a few weeks. The killer product will, for sure. And then if you have any standing water, like bird baths or garden ponds, we have a product that's a bacteria larvicide that'll kill the mosquitoes larva, and that's the only thing it'll damage. It's safe for birds and fish and so on. You can put it in horse troughs with the waterers. It won't bother them at all. So it's a good, safe product that will work in standing water to take care of mosquito larvae. So we have several products to cover you. You might, you know, if you have a big problem, you might combine a couple of different things that you use and do that Hozan killer every few weeks, and that'll really take care of things, and then maybe an extra shot of the granule when it's time to have that party. So we got you covered for mosquitoes.
Definitely. I like how you put it. That's mosquitoes are that summertime thing here. It's they're about as it's just like apple pie, just like hot dogs. It's comes with the summer. Now let's move on to a few other insects in the yard. They're popping up here and there. You know, we've talked about the different diseases we can have, but you guys have an arsenal, if you will, of insect control for the garden and landscape. Can you just tell us about a few of those products?
Sure. We have, you know, something for all different problems, and most of the time we have a natural and organic option, and then we have something a little stronger just in case it's a severe problem. You know, it's always good to catch things early and use less of the products, use the milder products first, and also to identify the pest so you're using the proper product. So that, you know, things like aphids that you find on a lot of different things, like in your vegetable garden or on your rose bushes, there, we have the neem oil and the insecticidal soap. If you hit them, you have to hit them with those products in order to kill them. Our 8 has a longer residual, and so if you have a bigger problem or you don't get a chance to get out as often as you like, the 8 will last up to a month to protect you from aphids and a lot of other products as well, or problems, I'm sorry. Rose slugs, for example, on the rose bushes, same idea. If you can hit them with that neem oil or the soap, that's the best. The 8 will have the longer last. Captain Jack's is also a great option for rose slugs. That's a good natural product, a bacterium, and it has a residual, so that one will be, you know, take good care of you. The other several problems, you know, euonymus and holly always seem to get scale. They get on other plants as well, but the neem oil is good for that too. Sometimes you have to really, you know, go for the stronger stuff for the scale because there's such a problem, and we have systemic products for that. We have a granular or liquid systemics. Bagworms on arborvitae and spruce and such. Now, I mentioned that one because now is the time coming up here to spray those guys with the Captain Jack is really the best option for those because it's a good, safe product and has the residual. I should keep going. The squash vine borer, is now's the time to watch for the adults laying the eggs. They're a pretty good size flying insect with orange wings that are easy to spot. They might be on any other type of, you know, cucumbers or pumpkins or any gourd family, but they're laying eggs. So if you can, you know, be on the lookout for them, you can remove the eggs. But 8 is the right product to spray to take care of those guys, and they're particularly troublesome in the timing because the larva, after that egg hatch, crawls down the stem of the plant and then gets inside the plant. So they're particularly problematic, and once you have the problem, they're hard to cure. There's no pesticide you can use once the borer gets inside the vine, and you have to kind of take a piece of wire and poke at them and try to kill them that way without damaging the plant too much. So the 8 just makes the most sense. So there's a lot of problems going on right now. Cucumber beetles, another one, Japanese beetles. If any of your callers have been calling about any of those problems, we can discuss further, Patrick.
I haven't had too many about them. I've had a lot of different insects. There's been some on some grapevines today. You know, poking the holes in them. So we've talked a little bit about using the Captain Jack's products. Mm-hmm. We've also talked today about your tomato and vegetable, the 3-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
The organic product there for some tomatoes. There's been some tomato, you know, issues
that one
out
actually,
there.
That one actually, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that one's a good choice for the squash vine borer as well as the cucumber beetles also. So that one works for those guys as well.
Yeah, and with those coming out right now, it's a perfect time to be doing it. And, you know, we talked about earlier, and, you know, we can touch on it real quick here, is the use of products as a preventative. You know, it's not always that way with the insects, but more with the funguses. We talked about infuse with red thread, because there's some red thread out there with all the rain we've been having. And the difference of pre-treating and how it gets a longer, you know, more square footage versus when you actually have it and it does less square footage.
That's right. It's, you know, the infuse in particular, we did talk about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
If you check the coverage rate on the bag, if you're using it as a preventative, it covers 5,000 square feet. But if you're to the point where you need to use it as a curative, it only covers 2,500 square feet. So it's in some cases, and depends on the problem. And, you know, the real thing is checking in advance, trying to catch things early. You know, if you have a history of a problem over the years, or you had it last year, you're liable to get it again this year if the weather conditions are the same. And so a little prevention goes a long way towards needing less cure. So you can use less material, and that goes for a lot of problems. So catching it early is very important.
Definitely. Now, I want to keep you on here, Art. On the other side of the break, we can talk a little bit about some grub beater and some animal repellents. We're seeing them out there right now. So hang tight with me. We're going to be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before we get to more calls, we're still on the line here with Art from Bonide. Welcome back, Art. Now let's touch a little bit about your grub beater product and what we can be doing in the lawn right now.
Okay. Yep. The grub beater, there's a good example for you of preventing grub problems. If you've had an issue in the past and concerned that you might have that again, of course the beetle grub that we're most commonly going after is the Japanese beetle. Actually, it's the Asiatic beetle and European chafer beetle and so on, but the one everybody knows, thinks about, is that Japanese beetle grub. And so that beetle that you're seeing maybe on the rose bushes or on the grapes, while they're dining, they're also laying eggs in your lawn. So those eggs will hatch coming up in later on in August and through the fall. So the saying we use is, when the beetles fly, it's time to apply. So if you're seeing Japanese beetles on your property, or you've had a history of grub issues in your lawn, it's getting to be time to put down the grub beater. It's a granular product you can put down with a fertilizer spreader. There's a 5,000 square foot size bag and a 15,000 square footer. It needs to be watered in right after you get done applying it, because it loses its efficacy with sunlight. So it's important to get it watered in or put it down right before it's going to rain. And then what it does, it's systemic, and it absorbs into the plant, into the grass plant, and is taken up through the root system, and protects from when the grubs hatch a little later on. When they're small, that's when they're hungry, and that's when they eat the turf. So that's why the most of the grub damage is always in the fall, from the grub actually eating the turf. Sometimes in the spring you get some birds and moles and such coming after the grubs, but in the fall the grubs are directly damaging the turf, and they can really do a number on your lawn. So right now is the time to put down the grub beater, water it in well, and then it will protect systemically throughout the fall, and you won't have any grub damage. So, prevention.
Definitely the way to be going with that prevention. I like to try to prevent when I can. I know we're usually there's a lot of reacting, but when you can prevent with something like that, it's a great way to do it. Now,
the grubs can really cause a major problem in the fall, and at that point, it's really hard to do much about it. And then you're, next thing you know, you're going to be, you know, putting in a new lawn. So,
exactly,
don't want to have to do that.
Now, let's talk about a little bit of animal repellents. When I woke up this morning, looking out my backyard, and I'm noticing that the little bunnies are starting to get a little bit bigger, and now they're trying to make their way around. So you guys have some animal repellents out there, a bunch of different ones. Can you talk to us about that?
We do. We have several different products for different situations, although we have one called Repels All that solves a lot of problems just with one product. But when it comes to rabbits and deer that are eating your vegetables, we have to get a little more specific. And, you know, there's nothing worse than your beans getting up and at them, and then here comes the rabbit to take care of those for you. The deer and rabbit repellent is the best choice for that. It's actually in a granule or a liquid. The liquid product is the only one that you can spray directly on the plant. Our Repels All has a lot of things it takes care of, including deer and rabbits, on landscape plants. But when it comes to the veggies, you're going to want to use our go-away deer and rabbit repellent. You can use the Repels All in other situations comfortably, and it also takes care of several other problems, squirrels and chipmunks and raccoons, even mice and groundhogs, skunks, voles and moles. So, you know, the Repels All, both of them come in a liquid or a granule. So, you know, when you're deciding how to go after your problem, give it some thought as to which one is going to work the best for you in the situation. You know, if you're spraying rhododendrons to protect them, from the deer, I think the liquid is the way to go. But if you have a skunk that's taking a home in front of your, under your deck or something, and you see the hole where he lives, you know, I think the granule down that hole is a great idea. So, you know, if it's a raccoon on your garbage cans, I think the liquid might be your better choice, but the Repels All. But if it's a real bad problem, you might need to put the granules down as well. But back to that rabbit you mentioned, and if it's on the vegetables, you got to stick with the deer and rabbit repellent because it's safe on vegetables. You can't put the Repels All because of the
rabbit. Great. Thanks, Art.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today was originally the day that ICE agents were to round up about 2,000 specific illegal immigrants, people with standing deportation orders who President Trump had said would be targeted in pre-dawn raids. But yesterday he announced he was putting those raids on hold for at least 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says the time will be used to work on legislative answers to the immigration crisis. Democratic LA Mayor Eric Garcetti believes the original threat was political, noting that Trump announced it on the day he launched his re-election bid.
But we need not political games, we need leadership. And that's something that no matter what president is in the White House, they should step up and lead this nation, and it's time for Trump to do that.
A rare, fast-moving line of severe thunderstorms called a derecho, killing at least 3 people as it stretched from the Midwest to South Carolina late Friday and Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have open lines. I know we've had a lot of information coming at you in the past hour, but it's that time of year. I want to make sure you get all that information so you can use it in your yards and be safe this summer. It's barbecue season. You know, the things that you think about in summer are the beach, barbecues, and mosquitoes. And those are the three. You know, we touched on a few of them. Obviously it's time to be thinking about those. So many great products out there. We talked about two of the best there, from Natural Alternatives with Victoria and Art from Bonide. Art is actually still technically on vacation. He joined us today. So Art, thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate you coming on and all that you do for, us. You give a lot of great information when you're on the line with us, so thank you. And Art's from Bonide. Bonide has so many great products for everything you need to use, so take a look at those the next time you have an insect or disease or weed control or etc. A lot of great ones, and you know, there's some great products to be looking at now. We've talked on a bunch of different things today. But we've talked a lot about the mosquitoes, which are very important. But let's talk a little bit more about what's going on out there. A lot of you have talked about hydrangeas. They're blooming. Mine are starting to bloom. You know, what do we do? Some of the old style blue hydrangeas, your Nico blue types, you know, right after they're done blooming, that's the time to be pruning them and getting them ready to, you know, shape them for next year. So once it's done blooming, you can cut that back. Those are the ones that bloom on old and new wood that, you know, this year's growth is coming off of, this year's flowers is coming off of last year's wood. Excuse me. So the Nico Blue is the old wood, where some of the newer blue style hydrangeas, like your Endless Summer varieties, those are on old and new wood, so you can prune those really at any time. So that's, you know, some of the older styles that you have. and have that. Now your white hydrangeas, more of your all the different styles of whites, the PGs, the even some of the pinks, the quick fires, etc. Those can be pruned, you know, any time during the season, usually early spring. They can be prepared flowers. You don't want to prune them now, obviously, so you're going to cut the flowers off. But those are just some to be taking a look at of when to be doing that. But I like to bring up the blue ones, like the Nikko Blue, because of the fact that the best time to prune is right after flowers. We talk about that a lot with anything that flowers. Is the best time to prune is afterwards, like your rhododendrons. I'm looking at my yard. I was looking last night, actually, and one of my rhododendrons is all done blooming, and it's pushed out a lot of new growth, and it's popping up everywhere. Now, this is the time I want to make sure I can cut it back so that I can shape it the way I want it. There's one spot right on the top that it's in the top front is actually popping taller than the rest of the plant itself. And so it's just like, all right, I got to get rid of that because it's just making, I have this nice round shape. I want to get it nice and full. But now I have this little, it's almost like alfalfa from the Little Rascals. He's got that little point in there. I have it on the front of the plant. So I'll be doing some pruning on that, shaping it at this point. You know, that new growth shows that it's time to get up there. Same thing with, you know, some of your evergreens like your yews. They're going to be popping new growth, and you can really definitely prune those back, shape them up. I don't like to do it after, like, July 15th. That's when the real heat hits. So you got a couple weeks of growth left to be before you prune them. A lot of times when you do it in that hot, hot sun or the hot summer air, it'll dry it out a little bit quicker instead of cutting it back and shaping it. You're going to start to see brown on the tips versus that nice new green. So, you know, take a look at that. But you can definitely get out there and do some pruning, do some cleaning, and getting things together. So those... The white version of the hydrangeas with some pinks to it are the paniculata variety of hydrangeas. I was trying to think off the top of my head a minute ago which variety that was, but the paniculata is the one. Those are ones, a lot of them bloom on the new growth from that year. They have so many cool varieties. One that does, you know, really well is a Bobo. There's the Limelight Hydrangea, the Pinky Winky that I mentioned earlier, the Quick Fire. Now, a couple that really like for the shade, they're that white variety of hydrangeas, is the Annabelle Hydrangea is a great one. The Incredible Hydrangea is one that I really like. It's a newer version of the Annabelle Hydrangea, but it is it has this incredibly huge flower head. I mean, bigger than a hand, bigger than, think of like, you know, Shaquille O'Neal's hand. Big hand, big, you know, can block the ball out of everybody's way, but it's bigger than his hand, and his hands are huge. The size of it is enormous. So it's a really good one. And one of the best things about this Incredible is it loves the shade. I mean, it can take actual shade here. This is incredible. You know, the Annabelle was one that likes the shade, but this Incredible does as well. And, you know, flowering-wise, there's not a lot that can go in the full shade or, you know, partial shade like this. And you think about it, and this is one to really look at, the Incredible or the Annabelle Hydrangea. So, you know, both are white. There's an Incredible Blush, which has a little bit of a pink tinge to it. So that's one to take a look at as well. But my favorite, like I said, is the Incredible. My dad used to talk about it all the time. And, you know, I didn't see it as often, but then I started to see it more and more in the garden centers, and it's like, wow, this thing is incredible. It needs to be out there more often. So that's really a great one. Another thing I want to touch base on is earlier in the show we talked about Pollinator Week. It's definitely Pollinator Week. Ends today, but I think Pollinator Week could go all year round. So, you know, take a look at the different pollinators that you can have in there. We talked about the milkweed earlier and taking, you know, the milkweed and using it for monarch butterflies. Monarch butterflies love milkweed. That is the spot that they want to be on, they want to feed on, etc. That's a great way to, you know, bring the monarchs in and help pollinate. So just think about that. I did mention earlier, it's there's a website, pollinator.org. I believe it's pollinators.org. That's a really good one to look at, different ones, great information. So definitely look at that. Again, we've talked about this a bunch today, but mosquitoes are very prevalent right now. And did you know mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus? But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just load an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, and fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Some great information there. Now we're going to go right back to the line. So, James, who's up next?
Coming up, we have Frank.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
Doing all right. Yeah, I got a tomato plant that I brought out maybe, I guess, a week, 2 weeks ago. I forgot to bring it in. I said, the heck with it. I'm leaving it outside.
Yep.
But in the house, I noticed it was browning. And I got it from, I ain't going to say where, but in Hyannis at one of those stores and not a nursery. So
yes.
I don't know if it had disease before I bought it and it just started browning in the house. But it was by kind of getting enough light and I try to keep it warm enough. But
yep.
I have no clue.
Well, so
brown off.
So you've definitely got it outside already, right?
Yeah, it's getting nicer.
Yeah, that's definitely going to help with taking care of some of that. The brown leaves, if there's some on the inside around the stem of the plant, kind of take those off, thin out the plant a little bit. What I'd like to see you do is give it some fertilizer, maybe something with a blossom booster, something with like a heavy middle number.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I think I got a bag of fertilizer I bought, but I don't know how good it is because I bought it from a store, not a nursery.
Well, so any types of fertilizer to go on there is going to help. What I'd like to see you do is use something with a heavy middle number. So there's three numbers on a package, nitrogen,
right,
phosphorus, and potassium. We want that middle number, the phosphorus, to be higher than the rest of them, or at least high in equal parts. You know, maybe a 20-20-20 or a 10-20-10, okay? I'd look at that because that's what they call a bloom booster, which will also take care of – it'll help grow the root system, and it'll help grow stronger flowers for you.
Now, it's a five-gallon bucket. Is that
what's
good?
That?
5 gallon bucket is good?
Well, so what you want to do is – a lot of them are wettable powders, which means you mix in like a one-gallon container. You could do it in a 5 gallon container.
The plant growing in a 5 gallon bucket versus in the ground.
Oh, it's really six of this, half a dozen of another. Honestly, there are a lot of patio planters that have the tomatoes out every, you know, on the patio or in the ground. Really, it's as long as you got good soil and you fertilize, you got sun and you water correctly, you're not going to have a problem.
All right. My second question is, I was at the supermarket, I think yesterday or the day before, and they had watermelon cut in quarters, saran wrapped, and I said, holy crap, I had to touch it to make sure it wasn't just a picture on the outside, and the watermelon was yellow, not red. And I said, holy crap, they're growing yellow watermelons? I don't know if it was dyed or is there a yellow watermelon?
Now, there is some yellow watermelons out there, some different types. I believe, they call it like a, there's a couple out there, like a yellow doll is one of them.
Okay.
There are some out there.
It does exist. Okay. It's not a dye or.
No, it does exist.
Okay. I'm 53 and I never seen a yellow watermelon ever.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've never seen it ever in person. I've seen them in like seed catalogs and those types of things. But I've never seen them in person either.
Yes, this is all known to me. All right, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you, Frank. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to be taking our last break before the end of the show. We'll definitely help you out with all your gardening questions, so stay tuned to that. I'll wrap up the show a little bit, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. That number is 855-660-4261. Take this break, and we'll be right back. Answer them all. We're back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone line. So, James, who's up next?
Coming up, we have Ken in Plymouth, Mass.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, nice to talk to you. I was a big fan of your dad's when he was on.
Thank you.
I've been listening to him for a couple of years now. All right. I just had a question about some lilies I purchased last year as a perennial. I was hoping to get something to come back, and they did come back. There was I had a purple one and a white one, and they seemed to have come back as kind of something different. They had wide leaves before, they were kind of speckled and super fat, and now they're kind of like really thin leaves, and they're really long and leggy plants now.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So when you bought them, what were they? Like what variety?
I can't remember the name of lily. They were kind of like calla lilies.
Okay.
They're kind of that shape, like a bell.
Yep.
The flowers anyway. And then they would come up through the leaves. The leaves would kind of curl around them, and then, you know, the flower would kind of pop out of the middle. And now they've kind of grown up. They seem to have, thinner leaves. And then they have, a cluster of flower heads on top, which is very different from the plant that was there before.
Yeah, so the leaves have been real thin, almost, it's almost like a daylily?
Yeah, exactly. They look like that, and it's just, I don't know, it's really weird. They're just completely different.
That is weird. I'm wondering if, if there was something else in there. That's very odd. That's baffling me right now. I'm trying to. That's why I'm asking so many questions.
Well, there was, like I said, so I had two different plants, and I planted them kind of close to each other, and they were in a. I was filling up a bed that I actually ripped out a giant bush that was there, and I cleaned everything out, so there was absolutely nothing there. So there's no other real foliage, and they're growing in the exact same spot. So it's really odd. And there's no, there's never been any of the lilies there, and I didn't yep. notice any last year when I purchased them.
Okay. Now,
maybe that's something they would do.
It's interesting. I'm wondering if there was something in the, you know, the container, or when you cleaned everything up, something got planted elsewhere by seed or something like that. What I would like to see if you could do is if you could email me a picture of the plant that's in there okay. now. I want to take a look at it and see if it's anywhere close to a calla or how it is to get you a better idea of what's going on. Sometimes seeing it helps me a little bit more. I'm a little bit of a visual person. So if you email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, I'll get it. I'll take a look at the picture and do what I can to get back to you. It might take a few days. You could even message us on Facebook, or if you go to our website at paulparent.com, right on there is a spot for you to contact us to send that information to us. Because I'd definitely like to see what it is, the picture of it, so I can get some more information. And if I don't have an answer, I'm gonna search and find out, because right now I'm just wondering what that is, and it's baffling me.
Okay. And then I had two other quick questions, if I could.
Okay.
One, that same plant, it seems to be kind of like all the leaves kind of seem to be rotting out on the bottom. I don't know if that's because it's wet. It's been so wet.
It probably is wet. We've had a lot of rain this year, and it's been like heavy rain, so it's been sitting on the soil causing that to be rotted out. So I've tried to thin out those the lower parts so some air can flow through it.
Okay. Well, it seems like that's kind of doing it on its own.
Yeah, definitely. But so what will happen with the mold or anything that's developing there will move to the rest of the plant, so you kind of want to help it along.
Okay. All right, and then last question. I did something kind of bad. I put down a lot of weed and feed early in the season, and I kind of destroyed half my side yard. Everything kind of died.
There's definitely some things you can do. Add that to the email that you send me, Ken, because I'm going to the end of the show and I want to answer them. We'll be back next week, guys. Until then, plant something and be good to each other.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.